See, I know every episode of Dallas, okay? In fact, we're going to run through Afton Cooper's greatest moments, okay?
Woo!
One of my favorite, the first time you met Lucy at the airport and you came up to her and you said, "Does your family really have all that money?" I love that. Do you remember that? I love that scene.
I do.
Your first scene on the show, your first line, and I said, "That's my girl." Okay. And my second favorite is and it was sad, but you were just, your acting was so intense in this moment when you had to go tell Pam that about the plane crash that killed her mother, and she said, "Oh, was it Cliff?" And you get, "No, it was your mother." Oh, Afton, you took me away. Okay, and number three, Afton Cooper's third greatest moment, when she finally wised up that Cliff Barnes was an idiot. And she had been left that money by his mother, and you were all dressed up, and you had on that gorgeous suit, and you had on a gorgeous hat, and you had your suitcase, and Cliff was like, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" He didn't think you would ever leave, and you said, "I'm sorry, Cliff," and you walked out the door, and you turned, and you looked at him, and you looked amazing. That was my, that right there, I said, okay, finally. And that, it showed how your character had evolved. So you finally evolved in the end and became your own woman. And that was a beautiful thing. You made that character. So thank you for that.
Oh, well, thank you. And, you know, I think it was really a wonderful opportunity for me to have played the character over a period of so many years, because the fans were so involved in Afton's development as a woman, and they followed her and they cheered me on, and they responded, they really got involved, and they would say, "Why are you with him?" or "Stand up for yourself." They were really rooting for it. No, they really were. They were rooting for Afton. They wanted her to stand up for herself, because, you know, they had been so invested in her life since she came on the show. And, you know, it was really over. I think a lot of people kind of grew with the show, you know, because think of how many years it was on. And Afton's character changed just like so many of us people change and grow and learn. And I think it was really fun to get that feedback.
Now, during this time, you know, we hear so many stories of how the pressure of the fame can, you know, result in substance abuse and, you know, issues, emotional issues. Did you ever have any breaking points where you could handle the pressure?
I did not. I was raised differently. And, you know, I've always been blessed to have a really strong family support team, especially from my mom, who has been my manager and business partner forever. And so I think that she has really, really, she had been my rock, you know, and that, you need that in the business. You need someone that you can trust and who loves you unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you go through a rough time, that person is there for you, you know. And I, of course, later on, I got, you know, married, and I have a wonderful husband and kids, and, you know, and I always kept, I grew up learning that there are some pretty serious issues in life, you know, problems that people have to deal with, and so you have to realize the balance and realize priorities. And for me, as long as I focused and I understood that family is the number one priority in my life, whatever happened elsewhere insignificant. I know that sounds kind of silly, but
not at
all. It was just that I always knew that family was the most important thing for me. So career setbacks or other setbacks, you know, you have to stay strong for your family, and that's just the way it is. There's no room for self-pity or indulging in other things, you know. It was just, you have to stay strong for your family. And that's, I feel so bad for people who get caught up in that. I really feel terrible, because I know how devastating and destructive it is. And I've certainly had friends that have been through that. And I empathize and I feel terrible for them. But I'm fortunate that I was never drawn to that. And I'm also kind of a square. I'm probably too square for Hollywood, you know.
And you know what? So. I believe that, too. I totally believe that. You do seem, even when I would watch you perform, you really do seem like, you know, just, well, I don't want to say nice girl now. You're a nice woman. But looking at you back then, you just seem like a nice girl. It's very well believable. Now, I do have to say one thing, one more thing about Dallas, because I may have made some people mad. And please tell Ken Kercheval, I'm sorry. I knew in the second episode that Rebecca was Cliff Barnes and Afton Koopman's daughter. Okay?
How did you know? How did I know? Didn't know.
Let me tell you why I knew. Audrey, come on now. Let me tell you how I knew. Because I am the biggest Dallas fan ever. I know every single episode. I know every single scenario. Do we not remember that Afton had a daughter by Cliff? She didn't tell him, but what did she name that daughter? Pamela Rebecca Cooper. So yeah. I thought when this girl showed up, and I thought, Rebecca, why do they have a Rebecca on the show? I mean, there was already a Rebecca. Are they not, you know, can they not come up with new names? And as the storyline kept going on, and then by her being married to Christopher, I said, well, you know, Christopher was adopted, so it wouldn't be like she and he were blood relation. Oh, honey, I had it scoped from the beginning. So I tweeted about it.
Out. Well, I have to tell you, I didn't know. I mean, I did not know. I mean, I really didn't know until I saw the last episode, and I went, wow, it's Cliff's daughter. How cool is that, okay? But even at that point, I didn't know that it was Afton's daughter, and it wasn't until I read that awesome article in the TV Guide online. Did you see that? William Keck writes these, and he interviewed Cynthia Sidre, and there she said it. Boom, Afton is the mom, and I jumped up and down. Found my daughter, you know.
That's right. Your little girl has grown up under her father's influence, though. So I'm dying to know about that. So tell us, this is now the million-dollar question. Have you been contacted to come on for season two?
This is the million-dollar answer. I have not.
Okay. That's all going to change first thing Monday. Mark my words. They are here,
you know,
shooting.
You know, I have to tell you something. I mean, I've been following it, and I think that the writers have done such an amazing job in reinventing the show. I mean, to be able to capture the original fans and to also appeal to a new generation is quite a feat, and I really commend them for that. I think it's, you know, they really captured the intrigue and the cliffhangers and all the good stuff. And so, I'm really, really pleased to see that. And, of course, I would love to be part of the show. But, you know, what I keep getting, online, Twitter, I'm on Twitter and I'm on Facebook, and I get a lot of fans that are, you know, tweeting about it, and they're all speculating and guessing and, you know, all kinds of good stuff. But then there's a whole generation of original viewers who are not on Twitter or Facebook, you know? And so I'm still, and now especially, getting, you know, hundreds of fan letters every week now, actual mail. And they're all saying, what's happening? And because they feel left out. They don't have the internet as their, you know, news feed. So it's really, I'm trying to answer them all, you know, or at least some of them. I actually have a friend helping me because there are so many letters right now. And I'm trying to tell them, you know, yeah, it's on the internet, but this is all I know. And, you know, it's really cool because they are reaching both generations.
Yes, and I totally feel the same way. And see, I remember the original show, and I'm also captivated by the new show. And I really enjoy seeing that bridge, you know, that they've created between the older characters and the newer characters. It really, really is brilliant. And of course, Larry Hagman is still the greatest.
He is. He's got that twinkle in his eye that is unmatchable.
I'm telling you, absolutely, absolutely. Well, until we see you at South Fork, because I am telling my listeners right now, you heard it here first, even though she says she hasn't been contacted, I'm telling you she will be. And Audrey will be back on Dallas this coming season, okay? Until then...
I didn't say that.
No, she didn't say it. She didn't say it.
I did not, because I have not been contacted yet.
But
so,
I have my way. I have a way of knowing these things. I have strong instincts, and they are telling me.
Oh, I love
you
that.
You will be. You will be. And when you are contacted, let me know first. I want the first scoop, okay? So that's
okay.
Just, so we'll be cool on that. Okay, now, until
but
then.
You know what's so funny? I hope they do that, you know, because... I think that they've built it up so much now.
Yes.
That I think a lot of fans might be disappointed if Afton didn't show up now.
Audrey, of course they are. They just don't want to put it out yet. You have to come back because your daughter is going to need you. She's having a baby. You're about to be a grandmother. Somebody's going to have to come in and kind of soften up and can, you know, and tone things down because Cliff is going for the kill. I mean, you should have seen him. Oh, my goodness. I was so mad. I was like, dang, Cliff, you are really using your own child now. That was cold-blooded, but I loved it. Okay, until then, where can we find the lovely Audrey Landers?
Well, you know, I have a fashion collection that I do with my mom. Mm. And presently it's on QVC in the UK and Italy.
What type of clothes are you designing? Casual wear, gowns?
What it is. It's really awesome. My mom and I do this together, so it's multi-generational, and our motto is that every woman is a star and she deserves to shine. So we design affordable, glamorous clothes for women of all ages.
Ooh.
And so everything has a little bit of sparkle, a little bit of bling. We love animal prints. We love a little rhinestone touch here and there. So, you know, we really, you know, we appeal to women with real bodies and all ages.
Awesome. So. Ooh, let me know if you need a model. I'm a size 2.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
Do we have a website?
You know, I do have a website. We're just starting to put some of our clothes up on it. It's called LandersStarCollection.com, or you could do it AudreyLanders.com, and it'll direct you to that.
Wonderful.
And the other thing, which is like a major part of what I'm doing now, which has been so wonderful, is that my son, Daniel Landers, is a rising rock star. And we've performed in Europe together. We've gone on some tours together.
All right.
And as much as my music is fun and wonderful and, you know, it was, you know, I had tons of gold records in Europe in the 80s and early 90s. And, you know, it's been wonderful. My son is the most amazing songwriter. When he first started writing, he would come to me for advice, and I would be able to guide him and give him a little, you know, direction. And now he's so good that I think he outshines me, and there's hardly anything I can do to improve what he does.
Oh, wow. Well, don't you sound like a proud mom. Okay, we're going to check out Daniel Landers. Is that his name?
Yeah, you have to look up Daniel Landers Official. .com.
Okay, DanielLandersOfficial.com, following the great legacy of the Landers. This has been one of my favorite nights in the history of the Nicole Barrett Show. So I just want to say...
this has been fun for me too, Nicole. I have to tell you, you're really, you're awesome. And I really hope that we get to meet one of these days.
Oh, I'm going to make that happen when you come on the come on the show, when you come on Dallas, because then you can come in studio. Okay, we're going to make this happen. I'm going to follow you on Twitter. And what is your Twitter again? Throw your Twitter out there for our listeners.
At Audrey Landers. That's it.
Okay, at Audrey Landers. Okay, follow Audrey.
Yeah.
Okay, follow her as she makes her way. Back to this great, great city and this great, great show. Thank you so much for joining us, and we are going to be watching for you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nicole. See you soon.
Oh, yes, absolutely.